everyone. You're listening to the JSA Cast, the premier podcast for the Northeast state of the junior state of America. This is Jason Katz. I'm recording alone today because Zach's busy, but don't worry. You'll be able to see him at Winter Congress. Today, I'm going to give you a presidential candidate 2008 overview. The presidential election is 2 years away. However, candidates are gearing up for the primaries by announcing their candidacies early and with vigor. I'm going to start with the Democrats with no reason except that D comes before R in the alphabet. There are two big Democrat names circulating the media right now, and countless other lesser-known candidates. I'm going to describe three candidates from both sides of the race, hopefully with as little bias as possible. Barack Obama. His name is extremely popular. If he becomes president, he would be the nation's first black president. Saturday, February 10th, he officially announced his candidacy in front of over 15,000 people in Springfield, Illinois. He is extremely well-spoken, delivering rhetoric-filled speeches calling for change in national politics. His campaign promises include political bipartisanship, an end to the war in Iraq, and quality healthcare/education for everyone. He is often criticized for his lack of experience in the Senate, going to only serve 4 years before Election Day. Hillary Clinton. Clinton is a candidate with a large amount of experience and funding. If she wins, Clinton would be the first woman president. She was first lady when Bill Clinton was president and was said to have a lot of control behind the scenes during the time. Her largest issue is universal health care for all Americans, which she tried passing during the beginning of her husband's first term, but failed mightily. Her key issues include health care, protection of children, and lightening the economic pressure for the middle and lower class. She is seen as one of the most polarizing candidates, and some don't think she would win the presidency, even if nominated. John Edwards. A Southern Democrat and previous senator makes Edward a Democratic candidate with Southern appeal. Last election, he ran for the presidency as well, but lost the nomination to Kerry and ran as Kerry's vice presidential running mate. His main focus is on eliminating poverty, fighting global warming, and providing universal health care. He feels that same-sex marriage is up to the states to decide. He is trailing both Barack and Hillary in popularity and campaign contributions. Now on to the Republicans. John McCain. If McCain becomes president, he would be the oldest person elected into the White House. He is seen as a moderate Republican that supports the war in Iraq. He is big on national defense, the environment including global warming, and economic issues such as cutting taxes and Social Security reform. McCain was injured during the war in Vietnam, and some question his health. Rudolph Giuliani. Giuliani was New York City's mayor during the attacks on September 11th, and was seen by many as a strong leader who drastically helped turn the city around. Giuliani is a Roman Catholic who is pro-choice, supports same-sex civil unions, and embryonic stem cell research. He is seen as extremely tough on crime, and was attributed to cleaning up New York City in the late 90s. His campaign issues include fighting crime, cutting taxes, and increasing the quality of life for everyone. The media has questioned his willingness to run for president, and he has been hesitant to announce his candidacy. Mitt Romney. According to www.politico.com, Romney is, quote, so polished and looks so much like a president would if television picked our presidents. End quote. Romney is a Mormon, former Massachusetts governor, and past CEO of a major consulting firm. His key issues are combating terrorism, increasing competition with Asia, and instituting tax reform. Many see Romney as unelectable because he's Mormon and most presidents have been Protestant. This race will be extremely interesting with many twists and turns, considering it will be 2 years before the ballot boxes open. The candidates mentioned were only a select few. There are many other candidates considering or running that were not mentioned. The Democrats include Al Gore, Joseph Biden, Bill Richardson, and Tom Vasilak. Republicans who have expressed interest include Jim Gilmore, Mike Huckabee, Ron Paul, and Tommy Thompson. For more info on all of the candidates mentioned today, their websites are in the show notes. Now for just a bit of JSA news, there are still more spots open for people to come to Winter Congress, so tell your friends to sign up, and we'll even waive the late fee until February 23rd. Thanks for listening to the second JSA cast. This was Jason Katz. See you at Winter Congress.